Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, she covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. She will be in Baltimore coming up on Sunday. Where she'll be sitting, we have no idea. Maybe in a pub, maybe out in the parking lot, maybe in the press box. Let's find out. She's Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
We are well. Where will you be watching the game on Sunday in Baltimore? Are they allowing you in the press box? You have your own booth. What's the deal?
You know, I'm assuming that I will be in the press box, but I actually have to talk to the PR staff a little bit and kind of find out the logistics of everything. I mean, it's going to be so weird that they won't have any fans in the stands. I find that to be so incredibly sad. You know, it's just going to be hard to be there and, you know, just have it be so quiet and not have all the pageantry and everything that goes on before a football game. But the good thing is that there is a football game, and yeah. Let's hope that as the season goes along, more teams can have more fans there as well.
Do you think it'll feel like a scrimmage?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Do you think it'll feel like a scrimmage, Mary Kay, or do you think it'll feel like a game?
No, I think it'll feel like a game. I for sure think it'll feel like a game. I mean, they are going to pump in crowd noise and stuff like that. And, I mean, these two teams are very fired up for this. I mean, you even heard John Harbaugh say that yesterday, that, hey, this may have snuck up on the fans, but it sure hasn't snuck up on us. And the reason it may have snuck up on some fans is, you know, they haven't been able to be involved this summer. Think of all the people that make the trek out to watch the Browns practice throughout training camp and get excited and get autographs and go to family night and do all of that. So I can understand where there might be a little bit of a delayed reaction in terms of, oh my goodness, the season is starting, but I think people will get into it very quickly.
Mary Kay, is this team ready? And even if they are they ready for a rare week one victory against a team like the Ravens?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be tough. I think that, you know, they were behind the eight ball in terms of trying to get this team together and up to speed and learn these systems, whereas the Ravens have been together. They just needed to build on their AFC North championship season. You know, Lamar Jackson needed to build on an MVP season. It wasn't like that here. These guys were learning terminology, Baker Mayfield learning footwork, you know, Kevin Stefanski trying to figure out who that was underneath that mask. You know, I mean, they had some challenges, and you've got guys like, you know, Jedrick Wills Jr. trying to learn the left tackle position, you know, virtually throughout the season until they got here in August. And it's been really, really different, but I think they can find some things that they do well. I think they've got enough talent to try to go out there and play a good football game, and I'm sure they will.
Mary Kay, you see Lamar Jackson coming up on Sunday, and I've always just wondered this about the NFL, and clearly guys fall through, and, you know, scouts aren't perfect, and evaluation isn't perfect at all. How was that guy the last quarterback taken in that draft class of the top guys there and lasted as long as he did? How did so many teams think he can't play quarterback in the NFL?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think people viewed him more so as a runner, and they did not quite know what to do with him or what they were going to do with him or how to get the most out of him. And, You know, it took a very creative, progressive, forward-thinking team like the Baltimore Ravens to take a talent like that, mold it, work with it, hone it, and be able to get the most out of a Lamar Jackson. And I still think it is a work in progress as they go along. They kind of built the team around him. They put pieces around him to help him, and they're continuing to do so. And he's working on his passing game. But it took that Herculean effort to make this happen, and they were just the franchise to do it.
Mary Kay, make me believe in Baker Mayfield compared to last year. Why is Baker Mayfield a better quarterback today than he was when he walked off the field last year?
Well, I think the scheme and the system favors him. I think the play-action game will really help him a lot. I think the reliance on the run and being able to draw defenders in, you know, with the play action and with the play fakes and things like that will open things up for the rest of the offense. He just has to be careful with the ball when he does decide to take those chances. There are options on every single play. There are outlets. There are things in his progression that are safety valves, and he has to take advantage of those, and he has to live to see another day. He can't be throwing 21 interceptions, and if he is throwing those, he's going to be standing over there on the sidelines next to Kevin Stefanski wondering what happened. So he's just got to be very, very careful. Now, the thing with Baker Mayfield is that, you know, he might not play as fast in the very beginning as he will later because he's got a lot on his mind right now. I mean, he has to think about where he's going with the ball. He has to think about what how to call that certain play with that terminology. You know, you could even see in the scrimmage that it seemed to come a little easier to Case Keenum because he's been in the system. He's worked with Kevin Stefanski, and he just was a little bit more at ease in it. It doesn't mean Baker won't come up that learning curve, but he has one for sure.
Mary Kay Camba joining us from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, on the depth chart the Browns have released, you look at the offense and you think, okay, that's exactly what we were expecting. And you look at the defense, and you see the defensive line, and you think, okay, pretty solid. You look at the defensive backfield, especially now with Ronnie Harrison there, and you think, okay, pretty solid. Greedy Williams hurt. Wish we saw Grant Delpit there. But you look at the linebackers, and I'm still thinking, this needs something. Does it need something, or do you think they're comfortable with Jacob Phillips perhaps moving in for Mac Wilson for now and B.J. Goodson's play in the middle?
Well, they're going to find that out, and they're going to find it out in a hurry. I think one of the things that's worrisome or has been worrisome over the last 10 days is that B.J. Goodson hasn't been around much. So to have to be without B.J. Goodson and Mac Wilson for this long period of time, I think that's been very challenging. Now, Kevin Stefanski said yesterday B.J. Goodson should be back. He's been dealing with a personal issue, so maybe when we go out there tomorrow – he'll be back on the field and back in his spot at middle linebacker and ready to go. But it is a concern if those two top guys are not able to play in this game. Of course, it means the rookie Jacob Phillips is going to have to grow up in a hurry, and Tay Davis and Malcolm Smith will also have to play and fill in.
Mary Kay, I'm just curious your thoughts on the Browns' offensive line, in particular J.C. Treader, and you know where he is. And was it to me, it kind of seems like procedure needed to be done, got it done, but in a little way I kind of feel like there's some Joe Thomas going on there. Was like, why take a veteran that you know is really good at the game and kind of waste them on practice until you absolutely need them to be in practice to game plan for the next team? Is there a little of that going on there, or is it just this is the way medically this worked out?
I think it's just the way it worked out medically. I think he probably thought that he could get by without having the surgery. And sometimes you go out there and you put it on the grass and you see what you can do, and you realize that you know you feel a little something in there, and why not get it taken care of? He can do without training camp. You know, why not get it over with and be presumably good to go for the rest of the season instead of letting this happen in the middle of September? So it seems to be a smart decision. We haven't talked to JC yet to find out exactly why that happened on August 13th. But the good news is that he was back out there yesterday. And if we all know JC the way we think we do, I think he'll try to go on Sunday.
Mary Kay, Andy asked you about Baker a little bit. ESPN threw out something over the weekend where they projected the outcome of every game. They went through the whole season. And we're going to talk about it later. They projected in the middle of the season – Baker gets benched and Case Keenum takes over and the team gets significantly better. Can you see any circumstance where that actually happens? I would just be stunned, even if the team isn't playing well, if Baker were to get benched. Because I think once you do that, there's no going back, and I don't know that they're ready to do that.
Well, it's on Baker, and this, again, this was an unfortunate offseason, a very, very difficult offseason to try to learn a whole new scheme and to try to get your timing down and all your footwork down. And if for some reason he does struggle and they're not winning games because of that, then you could see a scenario in which Kevin Stefanski would make a change for the good of the team to win football games. Now, do I see that happening? No, I think Baker is a quick study, and I think he will come along, and I think he will do what he needs to do, and I think that they will, you know, devise an offense that suits him, rely a lot on the running game if they need to at times. So I don't envision that happening, but I don't think Kevin Stefanski would hesitate to do that if he needs to, because he knows Case Keenum, and he knows what Case can do. He won 11 games for him in 2017. So, anything can happen in this season.
Hmm. Mary Kay, just going back to Kevin Stefanski just for a second, just your perception of what you were able to watch, how efficient you think this team's going to look on Sunday. Sure, there's going to be some hiccups because there's first-year coaches all over the place with this team and this organization, but just your overall feel of the organization from a head coach's standpoint down to the players, and I kind of want you to compare it to last year, even though you can't. But it's not the same, but can you compare it to last year?
Well, you know, it's night and day, and not just in what we're seeing, but what we're hearing and what we know to be true. Last year, we know it was very disorganized. It was very dysfunctional in-game. Not a lot of good stuff was happening once they got past the first 15 scripted plays or so. We know that Freddie Kitchens was in over his head just in terms of managing everything that needs to be managed. He didn't have the attention to detail, didn't really have the play-calling ability to get the job done. So what's different this year is they have a sound plan. They have a sound system and scheme on both sides of the ball. The only problem with it is that they just didn't have time to implement it for the last 5 months or so. They just didn't have the opportunity to do that. So I think maybe expectations need to be tempered just a little bit, but it's definitely a disciplined, structured, and organized system.
Great opportunity to make a terrific first impression because you get Baltimore right out of the chute, Mary Kay. I'm hoping for a really competitive game, and if the Browns can pull it off, boy, does that set a tone.
Yeah, it really would. I mean, you hate to see what happened last year in the opener. I don't think anybody expected that to happen. I mean, there's just no way that we all believed that the Browns were going to get blown out like that by the Titans. And it kind of set the tone, like you said, it set the tone for the rest of the season. You just kind of knew that immediately the bloom was off the rose and this just wasn't going to be what you thought it was going to be. So, I do think that even if they don't win the game, and that's going to be hard to do in Baltimore on Sunday, even if they don't win the game, I think they can set a tone and say, you know, this is what we're going to be this season.
Mary Kay, always a pleasure. Enjoy Baltimore, whatever it brings to you, wherever you're sitting, however you're covering the game. We're looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.